When we read in today's gospel that the apostles wanted the Lord to increase their faith, we presume that this is a sincere desire of theirs. They wanted to have more faith. We often think of faith in God, but we can also have faith in others and faith in ourselves. When people say they have lost their faith, we may understand that they have lost faith in a God who is too small for them. We can easily lose faith in a God who is too small. For several centuries before Vatican Council II, the Church had become defensive against the many challenges of the modern world. There were new philosophies. Nationalism was on the rise and threatening the Vatican. World wars were being fought. The Church became more dogmatic and less receptive to what was happening in society. In some ways, the Church had lost its faith in people, and perhaps in the Holy Spirit working within the world. Faith is much more than believing truths about God, such as in the creed we say at Mass, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty." Faith is not simply believing that God exists, nor is faith about convincing God to do what we want, if only we have enough faith. Faith is a way of living. It believes that Christ is present within us and guiding us through God's Holy Spirit. Faith invites us to be more reflective and contemplative so that we can sense the movement of the Spirit in our own lives and in the world. However, many times we are not good listeners to the Spirit, and the rights and causes that we might fight for may not be from the Spirit. Faith embraces wholeheartedly the time and place where we live and work. In this here and now place, we can bring love, reconciliation, justice, acceptance, hospitality, and mutual searching for the truth with those who may think differently from us. With faith in God's presence within, we build relationships and commitment to what is good. Faith is doing and becoming what is possible for us with the help of God. Not only do we need faith in God to help us, but we also need to have faith in ourselves and the gifts God has already given us. Faith is realistic. We recognize our gifts and our limitations. We do not have grandiose plans beyond our abilities. We do not belittle ourselves and deny our goodness. We do not focus on our failures or fears. With self-knowledge and confidence in God's love, we act authentically. In today's gospel parable, the servant awaits his master's return and is ready to prepare his meal. The servant knows who he is. He is not the master, but is the one awaiting the master's return so he can prepare his meal. He is there ready to love and serve Christ, his master, at the sound of his voice. Jesus asks his disciples, if the master should be grateful because the servant is only doing what he is supposed to do, prepare his meal. The master is not grateful because he will be able to eat, but he is grateful because the servant knows what he should be about. We show our faith by doing and sharing what we are responsible for doing. We need one another and our relationships with each other. These give us the courage to see what needs to be done and to do it. If members of the community or family are abusive and destructive, then it is all too easy for us to lose faith in our goodness and in what we can accomplish. When we encourage one another in their time of weakness, we help them move forward with faith and courage. The apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith. We too desire for our faith in God to be deepened. The servant was watchful for the return of the master and ready to prepare his meal. We are watchful for the voice of the Lord and ready to respond as God desires. With the responsorial psalm, we pray, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, be ready to respond.